Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with you to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of April 7th, 2020, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We're just getting started here for everybody who's watching us live. Welcome to the News AF podcast, where we're going to be talking about everything that's going on in the world. And we have a great News AF team to talk about it all with. Of course, the world's top pickleball influencer is here. Boom. As profiled in Pickleball Magazine. Here is the great Tyson Apostle.
Dude, can you believe that? I finally made it.
Yeah.
Danny probably doesn't even know this. I am in Pickleball Magazine, bro.
I saw something on, it must have been on your Instagram or your stories.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you posted? But to be honest, I was really drawn to all of those pictures of you as a centaur with a mermaid tail.
Yeah, that's, and a unicorn different. Horn. That's yeah. Something different.
Well, I know that's something different, but I'm going to say that those caught my eye every time I would scroll through Instagram. I'd be like, whoa, that's beautiful. That is a beautiful creature there. How would you like to see that flying through the air?
Dude, crazy, right? With six-pack abs and everything.
Yeah. So it was a true life. Did you pose for that?
I posed for it.
That's what I thought. With all those workouts.
Painting. Yeah.
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 So, and we have Danny here too. Danny Bryson.
Yes.
Of 100 miles from nowhere.
Right. And Danny, who that I think that it had been unnoticed for a long time by many of our listeners, but in the group AF, lots of talk about, wow, I just found Danny's YouTube channel.
Boom.
And it's great. The creator of Mediocre Amateur, the great Danny Bryson, is here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rob. Yeah, it's been hard to get out though. You know,
well,
I don't want to get
social distancing, Danny.
Yeah, I don't want to get quarantine shamed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm kind of on lockdown now. All my adventures have ceased. Mm-hmm. I live vicariously through Tyson and you know, some of his fantasies.
I live vicariously through myself.
Oh, that's the best person to live vicariously through.
Yeah. Watching. Yeah.
Listen,
so that's
this.
Cool.
Rox Fox says Tyson's hair looks good. He should go hatless more often.
Thank
you.
Oh,
it does look. It's got a lot of texture. Pairs well with his scraggly mustache beard combo.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a well kempt homeless person.
Oh,
yeah.
Probably might describe it that way. Boom.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm growing a quarantine beard.
Yeah.
Like Rob is, and I guess Danny didn't get the memo.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. Mm-hmm. Danny's very clean shaven always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've tried to be more clean shaven. My beard's disgusting, even more so than Tyson's. If we were to rate beards, Rob's got the best, Tyson's second best, me the worst. Mine's disgusting.
Yeah. I thought that you just kept so clean shaven to please the man.
You mean my employer or
no, the government?
No, the government.
More in the sense of the.
Well, then I would cut my hair. You know, my hair is kind of long and gross most days, so it's kind of. I like it. It's a contradiction, right? I'm all business here on my face, but I'm a party up top. Yeah. Kind of like the mullet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It's like the facial mullet.
The facial mullet, exactly.
Okay. All right, Danny. Everything okay at your house?
Smells a little bit.
Why? What is the cause of
it's
an
like
odor?
A mixture of Lysol, cat smells, stinky kids.
Yeah, you know where there's
toilets.
Lysol, there's definitely a pretty offensive odor lurking somewhere underneath.
Right,
that.
Or germs.
We talked about germs. We just got a delivery of food, and my wife sat there, you know, like spraying it off and wiping
why don't you
it
just
down.
Let it sit for a few hours
out in the sun. That's probably would have been a great idea for all of that ground
produce.
Beef. Yeah, and produce would have done real well.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So you're just your ground beef. That's what you ordered.
Yeah, just about 5 to 10 pounds of ground
Kegs.
Beef. No,
cool.
No, ground beef. You know the essentials. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know
Are
what
you
my wife
a barbecue,
gets.
Barbecue, Danny?
Yeah.
No.
What's going on?
So I tried barbecuing like 4 or 5 years ago.
Of course,
and
he
I
is.
Found out it wasn't the thing for me.
Yeah, you have other hobbies.
Well, and cooking is not something I do very well. I don't know. I burn my eggs in the morning. I can't.
Really? I'm fucking badass at cooking.
I believe it, dude. But you live in Phoenix. You probably have a grill outside. You can watch TV while you cook those steaks.
True.
You've got the whole setup.
A lot of people probably haven't heard this, but I have an outdoor TV.
Yeah.
And it's right by the grill, so I can grill and watch TV. It is true. That's all true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tyson, any word from Pickleball Magazine? Is this their best-selling issue of all time?
It's their best-selling issue of all time because they've at least sold 3 copies to me.
I'm going
to
look it up.
You can get it for free everywhere, I think, online. Mm-hmm. And they used one terrible picture of me and one okay picture of me, so that's fine.
So I thought I'm trying to find the picture right now. I thought it was a joke. And what you're telling me is that this picture that you've posted is real.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
That's not a bad picture, Tyson.
Yeah.
What don't you like?
The one in the table of contents looks like I'm like a 90-year-old man. I look like a Xerxes from
Xerxes.
From 300.
Dark Crystal. What are those guys?
Oh, Skeksis.
A Skeksis.
Yeah. Oh, but this one here is on the cover.
Yeah, the one on the cover is fine, but the table of contents one, I looks like a Skeksis. What is it?
Skeksis. It's a Skeksis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't look like Xerxes, the Persian.
Oh, God, I wish I did.
King. Yeah, so, no, this is interesting. Do you get a paper copy or is this online only?
They're sending me some paper copies.
Oh, that's cool, dude. You can frame this, put it on the wall, get rid of some of your kids' pictures that are probably cluttering up the wall.
I've got to get rid of those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't like this picture. Hold on. Okay. There we go.
Did you like it?
I did.
Got to pad those stats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did
they interview you by phone or is this like a profile piece about you that you were not interviewed for?
I think I did it through email.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, so, that's kind.
Yeah. And it was actually the only interview I was looking forward to the whole time. So it was the only one I took serious. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So check that out on news on we shouldn't tell people to go to newsstands, but check it out online. What is the pickleballmagazine.com?
Probably.
Yeah.
See. Also, are newsstands even a thing? Like, do you go to a newsstand?
So they
you can't
some,
now.
Have some here, yeah.
I don't think you can now. That's a germ fest right
there.
Well,
I know
dude.
That, but I was just surprised they still existed. Like printed media.
Yeah, but it's like the paper. No, it's still one of those things where it's like, last magazine stand in the world is now in Alaska next to the Blockbuster.
That'd be a terrible place to go because it's probably just crowded by old people. The only ones still reading printed media.
Yes. Yeah. I was recently interviewed for Podcast Magazine.
Oh, that's cool,
it
too.
It sounds like a joke, but it actually is true. But I was not a cover of Podcast Magazine.
Oh, bummer.
That's weird that they have a podcast
magazine,
yeah, a magazine about podcasts instead of a podcast about podcasts.
That's right.
Wait,
or a podcast about magazines?
Am I on the cover of that magazine?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that's just shot from the article.
Okay. I thought you were. At least I wanted to believe that you were. That this
I'll
was
find
the
out.
Picture.
Mm-hmm. I will find
it
out.
It looks like
soon.
The cover.
Yeah,
it
I don't
does.
Think it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see. Pickleball influencer takes his unique set of skills to the island.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go. All right. Let's talk about the hot new content portal that's sweeping the world. It just came out yesterday. Let's talk about Quibi. Quibi.
It's been out a couple days.
Couple days? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Couple days now. Quibi stands for Quick Bites. That's where they get the name from. Brutal name, Tyson.
Brutal name. Quibi. It's whatever, but it's
I thought it was Quippy for the first few times
Quibi.
I heard it.
Quippy could be too, but it's what it is it's TV programs in portrait mode that are all under 10 minutes or less. So you can sneak off to the bathroom and watch one. You can do whatever, and they're in portrait mode on your phone. So you can hold your phone like that, and they catch all the action that way. So they're all specifically made shows for this. I downloaded it. They are offering a 90-day free trial. This is not an advertisement.
Nope.
You can select advertisements or non-advertisements, and you get the 90 days. So select non-advertisements, guys. If you're going to do this, I found a hack where you don't have to deal with the advertisements.
Oh, a hack. I love hacks.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that if I selected no advertising that it would like either shorten my trial or make me pay something, but it didn't.
Okay. So,
and I have not watched any, but
of course
I
not.
Did send the link to my friends and was like, hey, you guys should check this out since you guys have nothing going on either.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my buddies watched 3 episodes immediately and was like, I actually kind of like it and I'm looking forward to more episodes.
Okay. All right. So yeah. Tyson's friend mm-hmm. likes, is it Ollie?
Nope.
Okay.
It's Maui.
Maui.
Yeah.
All right. So they have a bunch of shows for that are 10 mm-hmm. minutes or less, which is really perfect right now, Danny, because everybody's saying right now, you know, I just don't have any time for shows.
Yeah, I don't have
an hour doesn't have deal. Time? That was a joke, right? Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, a special button for Danny that you could be like, this was a joke?
I need one.
Yeah.
Sometimes Rob's delivery is so spot on, it's hard to read.
Too dry.
Yeah.
Too sarcastic. Too dry. Too dry, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, Danny, have you taken a look at the slate of shows on Quibi? Does anything strike your fancy?
Another streaming service to slowly suck me financially dry.
Yeah.
Yep. By the end of when the bank comes to repossess all that you own and you begin to wonder what led to your insolvency, you'll look at your statement and realize that you've somehow registered for 50 to 100 things that take $9.99. And those are like tiny leeches sucking you dry.
You've been talking about this for a while that you feel like society is going to be, you know, bankrupted one $5 charge at a time.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's
I exactly totally
right.
believe that.
And you think there's a round table somewhere of all of these streaming platforms just sitting there being like, and then Beyonce's there with them and Jay-Z and who else? Howard Stern.
Yep.
And they're all just like, yes.
Dude, it's just
Illuminati.
Endless. Like, I can't even believe they invested $1.7 billion into this. And you're like, why would anyone pay for this service when they could do TikTok? And isn't that TikTok's huge? People are, why would you watch anything that Quibi is making?
Because when you open TikTok, it immediately starts screaming at you. There's nothing you can do to stop it from screaming at you.
This is just an observation.
Okay.
And people love it. And
all
it's
right.
free.
I have a game that we could play. Tyson, have you familiarized yourself with the content that is available on Quibi?
No.
Okay, good, good. Because here's the game. I'm kind of throwing this at the guys on the fly. So maybe it doesn't work so great. Danny, I would like to then now pitch Tyson shows from Quibi. And Tyson has to tell us if this is a real show on Quibi or if it's something that we're making up on the spot.
Oh, I like this. I like this.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go back and forth. Let's see if we can stump Tyson with any shows that are. All right, Danny, do you want to go first?
What are you going to do? Just give me the name of a show and I have to say if it's on there or not?
Just the title of a show and then quickly what it's about.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm looking for the list of show ideas. Okay. Go.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. Well, I have to pretend like either way I'm looking at what's on here. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tyson, real or not on Quibi, a show called Murder House Flip about people who are now trying to flip
a house where a
murder happened.
Yeah, that's for sure real, dude. that's great. Right. Great programming.
I would have had a hard time. That almost sounds fake. And Rob is
too
that
good.
Was such
sounds
a straight
10 minutes. This somebody was murdered here. Now we're trying to flip it. We can't because of the old tale. But, dude, genius. Okay, next.
Okay. Danny, you want to give him one?
Well, now I'm thinking about is remodeling. I was going to try and trick him with I was trying to think of another celebrity that would do a Goop style video, but I don't have anything in mind. So give him another real one and let me think.
Okay. All right.
So he'll know that I'm giving him a fake
real.
One.
Yeah. This one's real. Okay.
Yeah. This one's real.
All right. Here's another, real one. Let's see. How about this show? Okay, it's a show called Memory Hole, hosted by Will Arnett, mm-hmm. where that Will Arnett is going to dive into the archives of pop culture, revisiting trends, inventions, and events that haven't aged very well, with surprise celebrities popping up in this exploration of Canada's best and brightest ideas from the recent past. Okay, so that's another idea for a show on Quibi. This is what they've spent almost $2 billion on.
Here's one.
They've spent $2 billion?
$1.75 billion.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Murder House, if we're being honest.
How about this, Tyson? A show where they throw dishes, like made dishes that they've cooked, a food
at
you.
This is a fake show.
And you have to guess what the meal is as it flies past you.
Or hits you in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a real show.
No, that is a real show called Dishmantled. Boom!
Is it really?
Boom!
Wow.
Yes, that is
but
a real
you've
show.
You phrased it as a way that it was a pretend show. That's how you
yes.
tricked me.
Yeah, exactly.
How about this for a show idea, Tyson? Can't believe you. That was
underhanded.
Duplicitous, Danny. Yes. Yeah, that was underhanded. I think that was breaking the rules. If Nightbot in the chat could kick you out somehow, sure.
Okay.
Would.
What about a show called Shape of Pasta, Tyson, where there are chefs who are traveling the world looking to explore new shapes of pasta?
Yeah, I like it. I think that's one.
Yeah, that is real. That is real.
How about
also, how are you going to come up with that, Rob? I was like, there's no way Rob came up with shapes of pasta.
Sex Couch Investigations, where a team
that is coming up soon.
Men,
yes.
Travel the globe looking for random pieces of furniture in nature and explore the fluids that may or may not have been spilled on the
dude,
couch itself.
Sign me up. Contact Quibi. If all of our PR agents that are listening right now could get us on that show.
No, even better. This is totally on trend too. Sex couch makeover, where we go Ooh. And we find couches and rehabilitate them.
Reupholster them.
Yeah.
Clean them up and
put them
make
in fancy
them
houses.
Jizz-proof.
Mm. You didn't need to say that word, but yes, protective yeah. coatings will yeah. be applied. That is a great makeover show we could do
okay.
right there.
Tyson, real or not on Quibi, Arnold's Court. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the judge for people's small claims court cases.
No, that's not real. I feel like he doesn't have the training to
You're
do
right.
that.
You're
that
was right.
Rob, that was smart. That was a mix. You were mixing a
that
fact.
That was smart, but I was like, yeah. I feel like he'd at least have to have a law degree to even.
No,
like,
well, that's what you would think, but there's actually a show on Quibi, Chrissy Teigen's Court. Real people,
I actually
real
think I had heard of Chrissy Teigen's Court.
And
so.
Real binding legal decisions.
Smart. So now what you're doing is you're intermingling.
Yeah, it was a
fiction.
Good
news.
Yes.
Also, if you thought Chrissy Teigen couldn't become an actual courtroom judge, you've been overruled.
Wow.
By who? Quibi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the court that Malcolm was going to take us to, I think.
This nice. Is going to be, this will be there. Around for a little while, and then it'll slowly and quietly die.
Quibi,
or be
think?
Purchased by somebody else and then dissolved, or you know how things don't generally
or
die.
Morph into something different.
Yeah. The problem really is that you can watch so many things right now, and you can watch celebrities doing free concerts. You can watch, I mean, celebrities are putting it all out there because they're not on TV or on in movies.
Like Tyson.
So they're like yeah. Me. So they're like, dude, I'll do whatever I can to stay in the public's eye, and I'll do it for free, and I'll do it endlessly. So it's like, why would I need Quibi when I've got a million other options that are free?
Yeah.
Because Quibi's free for 90 days right now. So let's all.
Well, and that's how they're going
to
survive for the first 3 months. They're going to survive on people who forget to cancel.
Yeah, no, because you don't have to put payment. You don't have to put payment method in.
No, that is not a
I didn't put
very
a payment method in.
Unusual in this.
They said they're going to email me before my trial ends.
They must have your information already from somewhere else.
They probably
because
do.
Because that's
probably
the whole scam, dude. Is that
through the Google Play Store?
Yeah, free 3 months free or 1 month free, and
but
then
you
all
could
of a sudden
log.
The credit card
you could
dinged.
Probably. I could probably cancel right now. Cancel my trial. And still have the 90 days, and then they won't charge me. You know how sometimes those work?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never heard of it working that way.
Yeah.
That sounds too generous.
Mm-hmm. No.
By the way, there also is a show on Quibi called Survive. I don't know if they're trying to do the old bait and switch, trying to get people like, oh, did you guys watch Survive this week?
Yeah, did you guys see Survive last night? It's like, really good.
Yeah.
One of the best episodes.
Yeah, everybody's talking about Survive.
Yeah, it's trending on Twitter right
now.
On
Twitter,
I think.
Starring Sansa Stark, Danny.
Oh, wow.
Check out Sansa.
They got only the best celebrities here on Quibi.
Mm-hmm. They did. I mean, I'd take a chunk of that $1.7 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'd take all of it.
For sex couch renovations?
Yeah. Dude, right. Yes.
Tyson, pitch your show to Quibi in case they're listening. That, you know, this is going to be in the SEO that, you know, they've got a Google alert for all their Quibi stories.
Yeah, that's right. So Quibi, guys, here we go. Danny already came up with it. It's just three bros on the lookout for sex couches all over the country, globe, even. We can take this international.
Please.
We give them a complete makeover of jizz-proof and snail trail-proof everything. And then, so like a snail couldn't even probably climb up it. It couldn't grip enough.
Okay. And then
we GPS tag them. And then.
No. We sell them to people. We like trick them into thinking that these are high end couches. And when they put them in their home, finally, we like reveal like, ha, dude, this is where it used to be. Look at this couch.
We take them to the farmer's market, the antique farmer's market.
No. You guys, we got to be thinking like Quibi executives. We're building on the success of their most popular show, Murder House Flip. Our show is used outdoor sex furniture flip. We find the outdoor sex furniture.
Put it in the murder house.
You know, get some Febreze.
Yep.
Get it on Craigslist, and now we move that sex furniture.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. We're not remodeling.
Danny already has the hookup to the guy that he's going to meet at the Walmart parking lot to buy
to
the
sell.
Sex furniture.
I feel, that's true. I do feel pretty comfortable selling things in parking lots.
Well, I think we take it even to like antiques markets or to Antique Roadshow. We go find sex couches, take them to Antique Roadshow and see if we can get them appraised for millions.
Danny gets on his drone. And he's out there. He's looking for all the sex furniture that's out there on like a.
I can picture it now because it comes in from a top and then like a little green blurb to like, there's something. And so he zooms in and the green like squib box comes around the sex couch.
Yes.
And then he zooms in more.
I think we've got one.
We've got one. Bring the bird down. Bring the bird down.
And then we send out a team in a truck and it shows you guys just rallying, you know, out there.
Trying to get there first because we know that there's other people that are after this fucking sex couch and we're not about to let them beat us to the punch.
Dude.
So we're just rallying. It's a Ford Raptor race edition probably and we're crushing it and we have our shirts off and we're drizzling in sweat and we jump out, Rob and me, while you're still in the drone like, you got it, guys. You're in a headset.
I'm on a radio. Yep.
Me and Rob hoist the couch over our heads, and we're just
and
then we get it in the truck.
Got to be careful.
Yeah, of course.
Lift with your legs. Get it in the truck, and then we have to clean each other to make sure that we didn't get any DNA on us.
Tyson's got like that thing that you look at like a diamond ring with, like the real up close in the black light, because we got to make sure it's a real sex couch. It might just be an abandoned couch.
Yes. And then you have to document it, right?
Yeah, you can tell a sex couch because they usually come with a view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great views. They own and possess awesome pieces of real estate.
Okay, so you don't
it's really true.
Yeah, you don't just have like a sex couch facing a wall. It's like
or in a ravine.
Somewhere romantic.
Yeah. It's got to be level and it's got to have a great view.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those are the two things it needs.
Yeah.
All right.
Otherwise, you don't want to get close because then it's probably illegal.
Guys, how much are we asking for our show?
$1.2 billion.
Seems steep. Let's be a little bit lower.
Yeah,
maybe.
I only want to make one show and get out. I don't want to be like a.
Well, we'll only get one season anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it needs to be enough for us to stay alive for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
$5 million each, so $15
okay,
million
that's fair.
For a season.
Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
Yeah.
8 episodes.
Okay.
Six. Let's do six.
Okay, 6 episodes.
Outdoor sex furniture flip. Coming to Quibi. Coming soon. All right. Let's talk about some of the other things that are going on this week. Oh, perfect. Perfect segue. Because the lockdown is going on all over the world, but some people are not taking it seriously.
Like my parents.
Yeah, you know, your parents. They don't live in the UK, do they?
No, they live in Utah, and My dad sends me these conspiracy theory things every day now.
Yeah. What does he think?
He's just like, I mean, I think he's like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. We're like, we think it's true and we are hearing that it's true, but we're not, a lot of us aren't seeing firsthand if it's true or not. Mm-hmm. But my theory is be safe, not sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
Utah, I believe, one of the states that doesn't have a mandatory lockdown, right?
Yeah, they say stay safe, stay home, something like that. Some mm-hmm. gentle nudging.
Yeah, some gentle, just like, here yeah. you go, guys. So this may be a two-man podcast in the near future.
Yeah, well, in the UK, uh-huh. who are we losing, Danny?
Well, it sounded like me. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, I got to take a pee break, so you guys talk it up.
Speaking of two-man podcast, all right. So, Danny, over in the UK...
Just kidding. Just pause and don't do anything until I get back.
Okay.
No, you can talk.
Let me set up this next story, Danny, because in the UK, they are on a strict lockdown, except that there was somebody who spotted out in the woodlands, not somebody using any piece of outdoor furniture, but that there was a couple that they were called, according to this article, a very randy couple. That's what they would say in the UK, where there was a couple having sex outdoors during the lockdown.
Makes perfect sense. So let's say this was on your bucket list, right? Mm-hmm. Copulation in the open. When is there going to be a better time to do that and probably not get caught? So this is probably on their list. They're like, hey, nobody's out there. We've always wanted to do this in the park. Now we can have it done. But then this is kind of like the person tattling. They're out breaking quarantine as well, aren't they?
Yeah. So again, I think it's a little unclear. I mean, I think you're allowed to go out, and as long as you maintain social distancing, that you can go out for a walk
or exercise, which these people are doing
and maintain
as well.
6 feet of distance from another couple. Tyson, we're just talking about a couple spotted in the UK by another jogger engaging in a sexual act in the UK.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
And she filmed it. Somebody filmed it. Get that off, Quibi.
Of course.
Yeah. Public shaming filming or like that was a show. Like they went for the...
It should be like a show.
Do you think did they know they were being filmed or was it somebody trying to get them
consent,
in trouble?
But they probably... they might be into
it. I think by doing it in public, that is consent to be filmed.
Mm-hmm. But did the joggers come from the same place? Like, are they living in the same house or did they meet up?
We don't know enough about that.
You don't even need Quibi for entertainment. You can just look out your window and see all sorts of weird stuff going on, it seems mm-hmm. like. And if you want to feel more comfortable, you can build a little box that you wear over your head that represents the phone
portrait mode.
Yeah, portrait mode.
Well, you could just look out of a portrait mode window instead of a wide panorama window. But yeah. I mean, if you're living in a house like this, you've only got panoramas.
When people think that the end is near, it seems mm-hmm. like they do turn mm-hmm. to hedonistic behavior. Yeah.
I saw an episode of Mad Men like this one time.
Whoa, go on.
Yeah.
I'm interested too.
Wife. It was the Cuban Missile Crisis. And then she thought that maybe New York was going to go down for some sort of a nuclear attack. And then she had sex with some guy she met at the bar.
My interests are
definitely peaked.
It does happen. And so mm-hmm. You would expect that some people fearing the apocalypse is near are out there just getting their last moments of joy before the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, may as well, right?
Yeah.
Sorry that I had to take a break, but I've been trying to do the Jennifer Aniston thing mixed with the Tom Brady thing, where Jennifer Aniston said that her secret to health is warm water with lemon in it every morning. And Tom Brady drinks 2 gallons of water. So I combined the two and drank 2 gallons of warm lemon water. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I feel about the same.
So far. Yeah.
But I pee more.
You know, it makes more sense to drink 2 gallons of water when you live in Tampa. Whereas mm-hmm. where he lived before, it didn't make much sense. Like
Tampa, who lives in Tampa?
Tom Brady.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So mm-hmm. now that 2 gallon thing makes sense.
I also have a little insider info.
Yeah.
What, on Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Oh.
What is it? Okay.
He is next door neighbors.
Okay.
Right now. to Brad and Monica Culpepper.
Wow. Okay. Football connection. That's
cool. He's renting Jeter's house, which is next door to them.
I did know that.
Okay. Is Brad Culpepper showing Tom Brady the new buck, the sights and sounds of Tampa Bay?
I feel like they're very...
Yeah, then maybe they'll get together.
I feel like they're very different people.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel like I could go and have... I love Brad and Monica, and I would have a great time with them.
But you'd hate Tom Brady.
I feel like you meet Tom Brady, and he's just a complete psychopath in every sense of the word. It's just like single thing.
But a nice, totally
robotic, totally just like, but full psychopath where you're just like.
How did we go from London Park copulation to Tom Brady psychopath?
Because he drinks two gallons of water a day like I do.
He also says that you don't have to wear sunscreen if you drink that much water.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for, yeah.
Oh, okay. Insane. All right, I don't think we'll see.
These people were, to bring it back to the story, in the image, I tried to open up the webpage, but it assaulted me with a video I couldn't mute.
Oh.
So I had to close the window. But from the snippet I'm seeing, it doesn't look like those people should be wearing sunscreen.
They should be wearing sunscreen. And Danny, do you think that stories like this one might get some of the voyeurs to leave the safety of their social distancing
or
with their camera to say, hey, let me get out there and see what's going on right now in my local park?
I do wonder if the sales of binoculars have gone through the roof. Now that everybody's indoors, it's all going to have like a rear window. Isn't that the movie?
Yeah.
Type of effect where it's like, yeah, let's just see what's going on everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, if you're in a big city, you're looking across at the next building and it's another dude with his pants down and a pair of binoculars in his hands.
So you're saying
scroll to another
real world chat roulette where you're just looking at every window in each apartment complex and half of them are gongs.
Yes.
You feel like as this, the longer this goes on, the less likely people are going to be to close their blinds. They're just going to be just giving up.
It's like, and most windows are portrait mode, like Tyson pointed out. So
that's
basically
a Quibi show.
Yeah.
With
another
your
Quibi show.
New York
with
City binoculars. High rise binoculars. Basically.
So good. You don't even have to frame it. It's already framed for you.
It's already framed perfectly. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where we're headed.
When I went through casting in Survivor my first time, it was at
the
Doubletree.
Is it for the show Survivor or the show Survive?
I don't know now. One of them. One of the two shows I was trying out for.
Mm-hmm.
And in the hotel, it was a Doubletree with a courtyard in the middle. And all the hotel rooms had a window to the courtyard in the middle, whereas the hallway was and stuff. It's kind of an interesting setup. So if you walked past a room, there was a window into that room. So I, because the whole point is getting noticed and getting talked about while you're at casting, I left the window open all day long and all night long with the light on. And every time I was in my room, I was just in my underwear.
Okay.
Wow.
So anybody walking by, any other contestants trying out for the show or something, would see me either sitting in the couch on my underwear or see me sleeping at night as I left the one light on in the front so that you could make sure to really see in there good.
Mm-hmm.
That's real life. I mean, that's a thing. People like watching other people sleep. That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's so peaceful.
Did anybody ever comment to you like, hey, Tyson, I was watching you in your underwear sleeping? Or that would be
too
creepy.
You were so peaceful.
Yeah.
Well, I had a blanket on at night. So it was only in the day when they were giving me CDs DVDs of old Survivor seasons to watch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well.
But that's a little inside baseball, guys.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Really good.
Yeah. New stories. Here we're talking about all of this people that are now feeling uninhibited going outside, that this is great. This ties into Tyson. I know you're a big zoo guy. You love you love visiting zoos in every city that you're in.
I sure do.
I think we've talked about this, about how there are pandas in Hong Kong that they have tried to have them mate for many years. Nothing's been going on. Mm-hmm. Now, zoos are shut down. No visitors. All of a sudden, these reluctant pandas, Tyson, finally got it on.
dude, the zoos are becoming bone zones, you know, as there's no voyeurs or visitors to just spy on them.
As the penguins watch. You know, the penguins are the only ones
watching.
As the
penguins who are getting a tour of the zoo get to watch the pandas make sweet, sweet love. And that's probably normal. I mean, I would probably say that I probably have more intercourse without people watching than I do with people watching. And I would think that probably Danny and Rob probably are the same.
When we make love, Rob and I
think the numbers are pretty close for me.
They're 50-50.
Yeah.
It's a tie. Either a bunch of people are watching or it's in private.
Or nobody's watching.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. So anyways, I would, and that's congratulations. You know, the pandas have been waiting a long time. There's probably a lot of build up there.
Yeah. So Danny, do you think that we will have a panda baby boom? However long panda's gestation period is after this?
That would be nice. The real question is, will we see a panda Quibi show? Panda lovemaking Quibi show?
Oh, for sure we will, dude. If we can get a long enough lens that we can still let them have their privacy and we'll spy on them.
Yeah. Tyson, I know you watch a lot of nature shows. Is there like a limit to like what's
how much animal sex
mammal
you can watch?
Yeah, it's probably not weird for these animals. But then I'm certain that then like we reach a certain point of like when we get to primates,
too human.
Yeah, now it's too weird.
There's really, and I think I speak for everybody. There's only one reason to really watch animals have sex, and it's only you only need it for a very short time, and it's just to see how big their dongs are. Like you're watching like elephants and you're like, oh my gosh, or like, oh, I didn't know it looked like that, and then it's done. You don't need any more. That's the education right there. And so I think dwelling too long on that is definitely weird. Or the process before where the man comes out with like, or the male comes out, not man, the male comes out with the plumage and is like, doo, 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 doo. And they're like, oh, and he won the mate. This is the fanciest dance around.
To a mating ball.
Yeah. So all of the foreplay or trying to win the mate over is definitely fine. But then the actual act, you only really need to see the dong size and then done.
Frafa
or shape.
95 to 160 days for panda baby. That seems like a lot of variance for baby panda.
Yeah. Got 95 to 160 days. Wow. And how is that determined?
I don't know. We'll have to.
But how many people are watching?
Yeah. We do not know if there was a successful conception also among the pandas. So let's not put the cart before
too
the
much
horse
pressure. Yeah.
The panda.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch into pandas.
Yeah. Now, speaking of animals and social distancing, in Florida, Danny, they have a new way of trying to let all of the Florida men and women know just how far apart is 6 feet, because not everybody might have a good sense of that. So that one Florida county is thinking of the best way possible to remind Floridians to practice social distancing in Leon County. They want them to envision an
5 horse dongs.
No. One alligator. Alligator.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, because listen, they go by the metric system in a lot of places all over the world, pretty much. We go by what's ours called?
The Imperial.
Yep. The Imperial system. And Florida has always gone by the American
alligator system.
How many
alligators? Plus, there's alligators. There's alligators all over the place. Yeah. So whenever someone approaches you, just reach down, grab the nearest alligator, pick it up, measure, put it back.
To them, a hatchling is the equivalent of a foot. Mm-hmm. And or close to that. But if you picked up a hatchling alligator and strung it tail to nose, that's about what you'd get. And then, 3 hatchlings is a yard equivalent.
Yeah.
And alligator, just one alligator. See,
but the whole conversion thing makes it, don't worry about conversion. Just grab the nearest alligator and get a rough estimation.
Yeah.
Or 3 hatchlings, like Tyson said.
Yeah. Well, 6 hatchlings.
Tyson,
6 hatchlings.
Will Brad Culpepper need to explain how this works to Tom Brady as a new Floridian?
Yes, definitely. And Tom Brady,
Tom
Brady is probably
it's your neighbor. Just
I don't know if you know this.
The alligator thing.
Yeah, you're probably still working on the imperial system like an idiot.
I bet Tom Brady's a close talker too, because if you see people in football games, they're always masked, you know, face mask to face mask, and mm-hmm. I bet that translates to real world. You know, he just can't shake the habit. He thinks he's talking to his team always.
Well, Brad's got to remind him. Hey,
yeah, Tom, that's what I'm saying.
He's alligator here.
Just pick up the nearest alligator and hold it and be like, Tom, that far back, please.
Yeah. One alligator at all times.
Yeah. He's definitely a close talker because he's one of those guys where nobody tells him he's doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. But he's a close talker with a giant smile on his face.
Yeah. And he doesn't know that he has, like chronic bad breath, but halitosis.
No way he has bad breath.
Because of all the water.
Not in a million years. Yeah. All the water.
I think
all
he only eats like
water.
Berries.
Yeah.
Like what a way to live, man. You know, I used to live like that when I was a pro cyclist. And then the second you stopped, there's joy in both, but there's definitely more joy in snacking at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, okay. Danny?
Oh, dude, I've got a bag of hot tamales that totally agrees with you next to my computer.
Lucky.
Well, if you want some more pure joy, another way that you can get some of that without going on Quibi is that now on Cameo, which is a wonderful website where you can connect with celebrities like Tyson Apostle.
Dude, I sing happy birthday songs. I'll probably sing other songs if you want to. But yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Yes, even copyrighted music you'll perform on Cameo, or is there a ban on that?
I don't think there's a ban. I will do it.
You'll do it. You don't care.
Yeah.
And of course, the stars of Tiger King have now flocked to Cameo.
I thought Lindsay Lohan was peak Cameo, but it seems like it just keeps going up and up.
No, Chris Harrison's on there from The Bachelor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Probst is on there.
Yes. I think one day, I think he was on there.
Oh. Yeah,
he still was making cameos for people, but a lot of stars from Tiger King are on there, including some of one of the former husbands, John of the great Joe Exotic, Doc Antle is on there, Jeff Lowe with his wife and babysitter. You can also talk to Saf, the woman who had her arm bitten off on Cameo.
How much are these people? Have we explored it at all?
I could tell you. They're not cheap, Tyson. This isn't like talking to somebody from Big Brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Okay. All right. So to talk to Joe Exotic's husband, John, the guy that had the missing teeth, Danny, how much would you guess you have to pay to get a cameo from John Finley?
I don't have a lot of experience with the Cameo world, but I'm going to guess $20.
$75.
Higher. It's $85. Tyson is closer.
Whoa. $85.
Tyson's always better at this game than Danny.
Well, of course, because he has some experience with Cameo.
I do.
Okay.
But I also have to gauge their fame and fandom in the current atmosphere that goes into all of it.
Okay.
Next.
Danny, do you remember the woman that had her arm bitten off by a tiger who worked for Joe Exotic?
Who returned to work 72 hours later?
Yes. Yeah. She goes by the name Saf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember her? Okay. How much for a cameo from Saf?
Tyson, why don't you tell me what you think?
$30.
$45.
Danny's closer. It's $100.
$100?
Tiger King is hot right now.
I thought John Finley would be more popular than her. Okay, next.
No. I think people want to hear the story about how she got the arm bitten off. Okay. All right. Jeff Lowe. Tyson, do you remember Jeff Lowe from
Tiger
King?
Is he the one with the missing legs?
No. He's the guy that Joe Exotic tried to bring him in. He was like the swinger, and then he had the bus that was...
And he wears the flat top hat and stuff? Yeah. Oh, and then, he's got to be like 100 because he's such a doofus. People want to get that.
Yeah. Okay. Danny, higher or lower than Tyson's 100?
Higher.
Yeah. 150.
Boom.
150. And then also he has his wife with him also. And then I've also seen interviews they've done where then they bring out their nanny.
Cool. the hot nanny that he was showing pictures of.
Yeah, he's just, he has a nanny that's so hot. Here's a Jeff Lowe cameo.
Hey, Jake, this is Jeff and Lauren from Netflix Tiger King show. All of us at the Oklahoma Zoo are excited about One Hope's new tiger print glitter bottle that benefits the endangered big cats. Congratulations on helping to raise over $5 million. That's
wow,
awesome.
That's amazing.
If you're ever in the area and you got any extra, just go ahead and drop it off here at the zoo, and we'll make sure it gets to the tigers. We love you. Take care.
Yeah, if you have any extra money, come drop it off by Jeff.
You can tell how enthusiastic a person is when they're doing a cameo, and in the middle of it, they do a small sigh.
This guy is not good at cameo. I crush cameo.
Yeah, Tyson. Spend your money on Tyson cameos. You'll get a lot more bang for your buck. All right, one more. Doc Antle, do you remember this guy?
Oh yeah, he's like 200. Yeah. He's like 200.
Yeah,
bucks.
He thinks very highly of himself. I can't.
Yeah, but also he's he's the wackiest dude. If I were to buy one from anybody, it would be this guy.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you say? 200, higher or lower, yeah. Danny?
Higher.
Yeah, Danny is right. 250 to hear from Doc Antle. I don't know if he tells you about all his wives also.
Yeah, well, that guy anything was he could tell him if you're like just impart some wisdom, and he'd be like, "Well, you know, you get." He just makes.
Whoa,
up
he
shit.
Talks way more succinct than that. He, you could tell, he always talks like he's on TV.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Okay, one last one. Josh Dial. He was the guy who was Joe Exotic's campaign manager for president and also for governor of Oklahoma. Danny, how much do you hear from Joe Exotic's campaign manager on Cameo?
I'm going to be really general. Less than $100.
25.
Okay. What, Danny, higher or lower than 25?
Higher.
Yeah, $70. That Tiger King bump is huge. Two weeks from now, it'll be $10. Right now, it's 70. Got to strike while the iron is hot.
Nuts.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what's going on over on Cameo. And of course, the best bang for your buck is going to be for Tyson.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah, Tyson, how do you get featured on Cameo? Gotta know the right people.
I don't know. You got to know the right people, and no, you don't. Sometimes they just do features. Like they probably did a Tiger King feature when Tiger King was going hot. I know they did feature Survivor at some point.
Yeah,
and then if you join, if you do any charitable stuff, they'll usually feature you. So like there's a Corona COVID-19 mm-hmm. fundraiser going to happen here soon. And they give you the option to opt into that and donate your earnings to those causes. And mm-hmm. then they'll usually promote you when you opt into those.
Yeah. What? Yes, Danny?
So whenever there's something like this that's going on, an emergency, and people are throwing so much money, right? Everybody's throwing money. The one thing I always wonder is, how do you know where your money is going? Like, where it's going? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. there's so much money. And I can't remember the most recent natural disaster. It was something similar. Like, everyone's donating millions and millions of dollars. And I'm like, but how do you know that it's not just going to administrative pay?
Hmm. Well, I think there are websites where you could look up to see, you know, like what the administrative rake is on these charities, and also like,
I guess just be careful. It's so freaking much money.
Yeah, always be careful when you're going to make a charitable contribution to the organization. Good point, but I do think that there are ways that you could tell. Yeah, don't follow Danny. You should still be charitable. Don't listen to Danny.
I'm not saying don't be charitable. I'm just saying that when I look at the amounts being thrown around, I'm just kind of blown away that people are so what appears to be casually donating money that probably for a lot of these people, they don't really necessarily have money to spare. Mm-hmm. And they're being generous and they're being very kind and they're giving it away. And I'm just like, I hope that they're really looking into where this money goes, because we hear about so many scams where people get ripped off.
I think on Cameo, you can choose... you can choose, like they have like 50 different outlets for you to choose from in some of their fundraiser stuff.
Look, at the end of the day, I'm a cynical, mm-hmm. you know, probably not the most generous person. Yes. But so don't listen to me. You give if you feel like giving. I'm just trying to protect all those nice, sweet people who do it.
You've always been generous
cynical
to me,
like myself. Mm-hmm.
If your dad lets you.
Yeah, I let you burn down a snow cat.
That's true.
Didn't make you pay for
a
it.
A snow dude. Cat. That, get Carol yeah. Baskin on it. You should not harm a snow cat, Tyson.
Well, I didn't know back then.
It was a machine.
Oh, it was
Rob,
a robot.
Let's be very clear. It was a machine that Tyson was driving.
Robot abuse is no good either.
Oh, well, dude, you don't have to tell me. And now I realize the errors of my ways.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, now. Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway, I always wonder that.
Let's do one more story before we go to Danny and his bolt hole, because Danny is locked and loaded today, right? You're not.
I am.
Yes.
Okay. I've got two stories. There's no shortage today.
Okay. Last week, Danny had a bit of performance anxiety when we got to his bolt hole.
Seriously, there was not enough material out there to put it together. It was all just, you know what I mean. It was just.
You think you'd do better if you knew that there were people watching?
Hmm.
Oh. Yeah, actually, I do better when people aren't watching, much like the pandas.
Okay.
Okay. Danny, we know your love of Monk. Do you watch the show All Rise on CBS?
No, what is it?
Oh, it's a courtroom show. It's a legal drama. They, with all of Hollywood shut down right now, they're going to attempt to produce an episode of All Rise using only FaceTime, WebEx, and Zoom.
This is great because you will watch the show in hopes that Zoom will be hacked and all you will see is porn.
I don't think it's live. I don't think it's going to be a live.
Oh, okay. So they'll protect you from that. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that half the audience just walked away.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're saying that if you want a successful show right now,
do
a live Zoom conference and hope that somebody puts pornography on there.
Or hacks it and does something weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because that's what the viewers are tuning in for.
So, yes. Danny, are you proposing that a major TV network says they're going to be doing their shows live over Zoom and maybe now, quote unquote, accidentally, wait, what's this?
That's right.
Well, we've been hacked. We've been hacked. Everybody turn this off.
Not accidentally. Yeah. It seems like Zoom is pretty easy to break into.
We don't know how to turn it off. Yes. Oh, it's still
Somebody
going.
Has uploaded a video of two people out in the UK woodlands.
Full length video.
Oh, no.
You just never know what you're going to get. It's a bag of surprises with Zoom. You know, it's like Christmas morning. Every time you turn it on, who knows what present's going to drop your way? What kind of hacking is going to take place? Cool. Yeah.
Should they open up Quibi to hackers where potentially you could be watching a show on Quibi and then you don't know necessarily what's going to happen?
And then it's all of a sudden Dora the Explorer cartoon and you think, oh, this is safe. And then all of a sudden it's not safe at all.
Yeah, remember when they had Dora the Explorer like going out and murdering people?
Yes, I do remember, guns? Dude. I that still think about that when I turn YouTube Kids on for my kids.
I secretly hope that happens while I'm watching Dora with my kids. I'm like, oh, this is so boring.
So boring.
I already know that anybody get murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, All Rise is going to have a special episode.
Have you ever used that joke before?
No, I have not.
Ow, it was a pretty... How come I didn't think of that?
Because like, Rob is the pun master, bro.
Yes, that's true. I'd hate to compete. How about we have pun competitions, like Rob hosts a pun competition. Two people face each other.
Is that our show?
Yeah, this is your show, Rob. You're like, the host.
And you're like... you say a phrase and then we have to come up with a pun.
It could be called the Punisher.
The Punisher?
Ooh.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Big pun.
Okay.
Can he host?
Rob's going to need $5 million for that show to host it.
You'll need $5 million and then I'll need $5 million as the guy who was here when Danny had the idea.
Yeah. Okay. Also, RIP Big Pun. I'd forgotten that very sad story. Okay. All right. By the way, the all Zoom edition of All Rise sounds like the worst idea for a show of all time for anybody looking to escape their all day of being in meetings, watching people on Zoom.
That's true.
Sounds like a brutal idea for a show. All right.
Yeah.
Danny, let's now, speaking of an escape away to Danny's bolt hole this morning. Are you ready to take us away, Danny?
I'm going to close my eyes while I listen to the song.
Let Tyson's song. And you know what you made me think is that maybe Tyson could do an Enya cover because that would be more peaceful.
Sail away.
Perfect.
Sail away. On the bolt hole. On the bolt hole. On the bolt hole.
Yeah, something like that.
Bolt. 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 Bolt.
Nice.
Bolt. Bolt. Yeah, I'll look into it. I'll have to listen to that song again and figure it out.
Okay. That's the song for today.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I feel relaxed today? Actually.
Okay.
Yeah, that was chill.
Like if you played that song, Tyson's remix for the Pandas, there'd be so much more love making.
Mm-hmm.
I can promise you.
Yeah, it'd be like a UK Woodlands in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear what story you got, Danny.
I had two stories.
He was teasing us with this one story before the show.
But I'm not going to use that story. It was a little too racy.
A little too racy. Right? Okay.
Tyson's already turned this episode a little blue with his language. So I'm going to go with conspiracy theories because I love them.
Okay.
They're so fun to entertain. And I don't know if you guys saw this. There was...
Got you!
I think you're going. I just got bolt-holed.
You got bolt-holed, bro.
I think you're going to feel you belong.
Right, Tyson was like flashing me the signal. And I was trying to figure out what he was telling me.
So, I thought you were new, and then I was like, he doesn't know that he needs to hit him with the bolt hole right now.
Dude, remember
you're not
going
to hit him with it?
I wasn't going to. Danny was saying he felt so relaxed.
I was.
Dude,
it was
the only time we've had his guard down in the years that we've had the bolt hole song. This is the first, maybe the second time, because we got him the very first time. But after that, we haven't been able to get him.
Now I'll never trust. That's
now
it.
You can
what
never trust.
What small amount of trust that was left in my bucket is empty.
Emptied.
So, I yelled so loud that I drew both of my kids to the door of my recording studio. And they're both here clamoring to get in.
Yes.
You know, kids prepare you for the zombie apocalypse. They really do.
Yeah.
Well, and they're very persistent. They're kind of like the T-1000 or whatever. It's like they'll do whatever it takes to get to you, and they don't forget. And they'll sit at the door and put their fingers under the door like zombies, like when you're going poo. And then they're like, "Where are you?" And you'll be like, "I'm in the bathroom." And they'll be standing at the bathroom door asking where you are. It's just they are kind of like zombies. Plus, they're weak like zombies. Well, depending on the zombie portrayal. So, like, you can push them down as you open the door of the bathroom to get past them and run somewhere else. Anyway, that's
I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then immediately both of them know that I'm trying to race them to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to the bathroom as fast as they can before me so that they can sit there and just make eye contact with me the whole time I'm going to the bathroom.
Zombies.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, zombies. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about conspiracy theories now that I'm not going to be assaulted by the bolt hole.
Right.
I'm not going to get bolt holed.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you?
I don't know. So about a week ago, I saw a story that I didn't pay much attention to, and it was a picture of a 5G tower on fire.
No, this is a big thing.
This is a big thing. And the reason I want to talk about it now is because celebrities, mostly one celebrity, has come out to stoke the flames of this conspiracy fire. No, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, I was going to say James Woods.
Yeah.
Woody
Which
Harrelson.
Actually, he would be a good celebrity for stoking the flames of a conspiracy. But Woody Harrelson is also kind of like, if you had to pick, you could see him kind of pushing one. And the conspiracy is that 5G and COVID-19 are tied together. And another celebrity, MIA, I don't know if you've ever heard of her. She's a singer, Paper Planes.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, yeah. She's also pushing
is blah, blah.
Yeah, the theory that 5G is could be tied to this virus in terms of either making it worse or helping the origins or mutating it. And so what that's done is trickled down and affected some of the population who are looking for things to destroy. There's always a certain number of the population looking for things to destroy. And they've decided to take out their aggression, their quarantine frustration on 5G towers.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they don't want the fastest cellular technologies known to man.
See, people like us.
That's why you can't have nice things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is something. This is something we always come back to. We can't have nice things. Mm-hmm. We say this about 1 out of every 10 bolt holes is a story about not being able to have nice things. I want 5G, right? Mm-hmm. And if it makes one of my testicles unusually large, that's a price I'm willing to pay.
So be it. It'll match the other one.
So be it. It's just, I want nice things, and I don't want these people.
I almost bought a 5G phone.
Yeah, because that's the future. But we might not get to that future if some of these, the mob,
being motivated by celebrities. It's really sad. It's really sad that, because there's a lot of people that read this stuff on the internet or hear about it on like all these different places that are like dark web adjacent. And then these things really get traction and then they get to Twitter. A lot of these things are sort of then propped up by bots and things that happen on Twitter, and so it's very destructive, especially when we're trying all to get on the same page with the scientists right now. So
well, and for me, it's just a common theme that is often talked about in the bullet hole, and that is that we're trying to progress as a species, right? Mm-hmm. And most of us are on board, and most of us are willing to kind of, you know, it's not going to be easy to move into the future. You look at self-driving cars, you look at all those things, there's going to be accidents along the way, but what we want is we want the future to have 5G. Right. We want it to have automated cars, because overall, when you look at everything put together, it's going to be better. Everything's going to be better. So let's just, you know, maybe clear the path.
Yeah.
Let's just clear the path for progress, and let's not set these 5Gs. I wish I had a 5G tower nearby. I don't think that I do. I'm using boring old, you know, LTE.
How many bars do you have, Danny?
I've got one bar of LTE, which is a joke, by the way. Don't get me started on the lies told by my phone daily when it comes to bars. Okay, if I have one bar, I should be able to do whatever I want. One bar indicates a connection. And yet that is not true, okay?
Mm-hmm. Need two bars. Two bars is a connection.
Yeah, well, I don't want to play the guessing game. I want 5G. I want four bars. And I want to be connected so I can stream Quibi. Mm-hmm. I can do a Tyson cameo. I can do all those things at the exact same time while, you know, trying to get my kids on each of their devices to watch something so that I can go poo in peace. That's all I want. That's the future I want. Yeah. Is it
should
so
I get
hard?
The Samsung S20 or should I just keep my Pixel 4? Somebody should tell me that on Twitter.
It's the wrong panel, I think, for that.
Oh, everybody's iPhones?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it annoys me so much, Tyson, that I can't include you in group discussions on my laptop because of your stupid phone.
You can if you had WhatsApp.
I don't want WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. I just want it all to be in one ecosystem.
Yeah, but why is it me that's bothering you? It should be Steve Jobs who did the system where it's a closed system, where he does that on purpose so that you're mad at me. And what it is he's big brothering you into hating me when you should be hating him.
That's true. He's driving us apart from the grave.
Yeah, it's a full 1984 thing where you're like, it's Tyson's fault. It's not my fault.
Well,
it's his fault. Dead Steve Jobs.
Okay. I guess I'll file some kind of complaint against him or his family.
Work. It's going to come back on me, and then I'm going to look like even more like the bad guy here, Danny, and it's not even me. I'm not doing anything.
Okay. Well, as long, you know what? You're going to be in my good book as long as you're not out toppling 5G towers. Right now, that's the thing I'm focusing on. I'm not focusing on your green text bar.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm focusing now on 5G towers.
Will you take up a guard post by your nearest 5G tower?
If I felt like that's the way it was going, I might put together a neighborhood patrol.
Yeah, organize some sort of neighborhood watch for the conspiracy nuts that might...
Yeah, I seriously would consider it. Yeah, this is why we need robots to protect ourselves from ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. The robots are unbiased. Just send out a robot. He can't be persuaded by your 5G wacko theories. Mm-hmm. He just protects the 5G tower. He keeps you away. He uses non-lethal deterrence because he's a robot. Really, we just need good robots, and that'll solve at least 50% of our problems.
Okay.
At least.
All right.
At least, yeah.
Very pro robot stance from Danny.
I've always been pro robot, just in case things go south.
I have too. Mm-hmm. And that snow cat that I murdered was an accident.
It wasn't AI. It had no AI, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. You're safe. It was all
purely mechanical.
It didn't have in its will that at any point, if it was to die or to disappear, then all of its money would go to Tyson.
Yes.
Okay. Now, luckily, it didn't have any money.
It didn't have any money. It was old.
No money.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Anything else on News AF?
Liv wants me to tell Danny that you can text non-iPhones from your laptop.
Hmm. Oh, well, it's how you do it is
maybe
beyond
does
me.
Does Danny have the wrong laptop?
Probably.
I have noticed that on iMessage, I haven't been able to send images.
Did you try smashing
it? Sometimes I've been able to do that. Yeah. I really don't know. Look, if I have to dive deep into a tech to understand it, I'm not interested in it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to invest more time than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
But I'm already old. I'm turning into an old person.
Yeah.
Eh, old people aren't rooting for 5G, Danny. Yeah, you still
no, but what I mean is, like, in terms of tech patience, like, oh, how does this thing work? Oh, what
sounds
the
like you don't really want to text me at all is what it's sounding like, and you just use this as a
you just as maybe a you beard. Need to give me a reason to text you.
I would have texted you, Tyson, but Woody Harrelson knocked out my 5G.
Yeah, I wanted to believe you me. Danny, did you get the GoPro Max already, or it's on its way?
It's on its way.
Yeah, that's how mine is. Dude, we did this in sync. Our cycles are in sync, so we ordered the GoPro Max at the same time.
Our purchasing cycles are in sync.
Did you order one too, Rob?
No, I did not. I don't have any.
I ordered it for better content.
Yeah.
I don't have any GoPros. What did you order yours for, Danny?
Oh, well, same reason. Better content. Yeah, Tyson's slaying it with the content. You got it so you can exercise in 360, right?
Yes.
Like, so your whole gym.
Because a lot of my movements
so fast.
Outside the frame.
Yeah.
They go outside the
totally
frame.
Outside the frame because what I'm doing is I'm doing these CrossFit exercises that had different names before CrossFit renamed them.
If you had a workout show on Quibi, it would be even harder to get you in the frame.
Yeah. You'd have to use multiple frames. Mm-hmm. It would be the 360 show where you have to go like swipe to different frames as I'm circuit training. It's actually called CrossFit, but essentially what it is stop to stop to stop as I'm just crushing it.
Muscle up with Tyson Apostle coming to Quibi.
Well, I'm excited, Tyson, to see your 360 footage. Content.
I'm excited to see yours.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll both put together. Maybe we should create a mashup on Quibi.
Yeah,
I'm just super gluing it to one of the tortoise's shells, and it's going to be a day in the life.
Danny's going to have to rename mediocre amateur to above average amateur.
Yeah,
a lot of people are like, "You guys are not mediocre amateurs at all." And I'd be like, "Have you paid attention? We get lost all the time. We're breaking stuff all the time. We're not paid professionals.
Have you become more mediocre professionals?"
Yeah, maybe that would be the next phase. That's true. Dude, mediocre professionals.
Liv is genius here. She's saying, if he's not going to text you, why don't you just call him for a casual chat? That'll teach him.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Danny, if you don't text me more, I'm going to start calling you.
Call him up. Phone call is back.
Hey, Danny. No, I don't have. No, so I just wanted to checking in.
Just checking in. That's not a phone call I want to take.
Just checking in.
Why would you call me
every other day to check in? Check in.
Why would you call me to check in? It doesn't make any sense. I would call you to get a check in from you.
Want to make sure everything's okay.
No, why would you call me?
No, what I'm saying is, why would you call me? Oh, you're saying to check in on me, not to let me know what you're up to. I can't even imagine you calling. Hey, Danny.
No, to find out what you're up to and that you're doing okay. Hey, Danny, just call in to check in and see how you're doing.
People keep asking if I'm doing okay. You know, like neighbors. My neighbors are all super nice.
You're doing great.
And it's like,
things haven't changed for me because I think it's a hoax. Is that what you say to them?
No, I'm like if my life was going down the toilet, I don't feel like I would discuss it with my neighbor who I casually have conversations with from time to time.
But secretly despise.
No, I like all my neighbors, right?
Even
it's just, I don't know if I
was the lawn at nighttime.
Oh, yeah, even
you know what?
Her?
She's been gone, but she's left her back porch light on, so it shines bright as hell through my window at night. So she's
dude.
So that's a reminder. She's like, I can't mow my lawn right now. I'm gone out of town, but let me leave this light on so that you can always be remembered.
Yeah. So you always know.
Yeah, remember
dude,
that I am.
Our
here.
Neighbors leave their back porch light on too, and it like comes
she
right through
left
the window.
For good, Danny,
she might. I have not.
She might
seen
have
her.
Fled Utah.
Here's a crazy thing. Her lawn looks well taken care of still.
Well kempt.
Yes, she's probably doing it later at night when you're asleep.
At like 3 a.m. Yeah, she hasn't shown up. I haven't seen her. I think she's fled, but she did leave that light on so that I always have something to remind me
of her. Or an electric mower, dude. A Tesla driving mower.
No, you don't need a Tesla mower. They make real robo mowers.
Yeah,
I don't think
I know that.
Tesla. Oh, okay.
You don't have to explain that, Tyson.
Yeah, you think I don't know that?
I mean, I would just think living in Arizona, everybody's got a gravel yard. So maybe.
I got a real grass in my backyard,
oh
dude,
my
and
gosh.
I own a lawnmower
what are you,
and everything.
King? You got a grass lawn in Arizona? It's like $10,000 in water.
yeah, it's just me being like, screw everybody else. This is what I want.
I think it's a status symbol. Like in Arizona, if you have a grass yard, it's like, hey, that guy's got a grass yard.
I have a shirt that says I've got real grass in my backyard that I wear out in public.
You go out in public?
Don't do that.
Yeah, but I just go stand on the corner as cars pass and point to my shirt.
Smart.
Safe social distance. All right. So we learned so much today about our new shows coming to Quibi and everything else that's going on in the animal kingdom and everything that's going on Cameo between the Tiger King personalities and Tyson and everything that Danny is doing to protect 5G in his neighborhood. Is there anything else that we want to mention before we start to wrap things up?
Reviews, Tyson?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
What?
Got any reviews?
Oh, yeah, I do. I did open reviews. I opened them early and made sure that they were working because last time it didn't work. Yeah. So here we go. 5 stars. Give Danny a raise by Wasatch Tommy. This sounds like somebody that you created, Danny. Wasatch Tommy. Wasatch is the mountain range that Danny lives on. Danny is all the podcast. Big brain time.
Okay.
Do you know Wasatch Danny? Wasatch Tommy?
No,
Danny?
But he sounds like a cool guy.
I bet you know him.
I guarantee
you. I bet it's your brother.
Well, I mean, maybe he sounds like whatever it is, whoever he is,
he sounds
awesome. And yes, super smart.
Okay. Here we go. Do we want more or is that all we
want? Yeah, do one more. I want one that praises everybody's awesomeness. Okay.
Obviously the best. 5 stars. Girl in the yellow sundress. 18 out of 10, the most hilarious podcast. I cackle in my home and public places and I learn exciting news. Then I tell people the news and seem incredibly intelligent and worldly. Highly recommend.
Okay. Newsaf.news to subscribe, rate us, leave us your comment. Tyson will read them if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Newsaf.news.
Yeah.
All right. Great job, of course. You could follow at Danny Bryson. Danny, for people that we have tickled their fancy about the Mediocre Amateur, how do they find that?
So I'm on YouTube. Mediocre Amateur is
how old school of you.
Yeah, right.
YouTube.
But you can also go through my Instagram, which is Danny.
Do you do all your videos in portrait mode or panorama?
I'm thinking about changing to all portrait. Let me tell you, that would be fun to edit in all portrait.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So that upcoming 2020, all portrait.
When you film in all portrait, you just need to remember that capture all the action up high and down low.
Yes.
Instead of side to side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Of course, Tyson Apostle has been crushing it on the Instagram at Tyson Apostle.
Every which way. Yeah.
Tyson, where else should people go to check out what you're doing?
Twitter. My Facebook fan page is verified. I've been trying to add stuff there from time to time. And
are you verified on Instagram, Tyson?
No, not yet, but I only have like over 30,000 followers.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think number of followers matters. It seems like you should be verified.
Yeah, but I don't really care about verification anymore. That's so 2012.
Oh, what a stupid year. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much for watching. This was a great crowd for the live stream today. Really thought this was a fun episode of News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.